Well, good evening, Chicago Bears season ticket holders. Thanks for joining us. This is Jeff Joniak, and thank you for joining tonight's Fan Forum conference call exclusively for Bears season ticket holders. Our teleforum tonight is being hosted live by BroadNet and features wide receiver Brandon Marshall and thousands of Bears season ticket holders. We're currently waiting for all our season ticket holders to join us for this live call, and then we'll officially get rolling here at 7:15. So we appreciate your participation, and thank you for being an integral part of the team. You will be able to dial in for the opportunity to ask Brandon a question live on this phone call, but that will begin at about 7:15, so hold tight if you're just joining us, and we'll officially get started at 7:15. Want to make a quick note about some things before we introduce Brandon. Family Fest, the Soldier Field practice during training camp, is scheduled now for Saturday, August 3rd. Tickets will start at $8, and they go on sale Wednesday, June 12th. At 11 a.m., so be sure to come on out for that. It's a staple of training camp. And Brandon, thanks for joining us. How you doing, first of all, first and foremost?
Thanks for having me. I feel good, man. Glad to be here.
And OTA is well underway. Unfortunately for you, you can't quite participate at the level you wish because you had a little 50,000-mile tune-up on the hip. So when you're raring to go, what do you think?
Yeah, I like that, man. I'm starting to, kick a tire a little bit. I guess I'm one of the old heads in the locker room now. But,
right.
I'm feeling good. It's one of those things that's part of the game where you, like you said, have to get a tune-up here and there. When I look at, the past 2 years and seeing what I was able to accomplish with my hip bothering me, I'm just so excited, now that it's cleaned up to see, what I can do. In the passing game, getting in and out of my cut. So hopefully, when we come back from this break after this Memorial weekend, hopefully I get out there and participate in some individual or some pass, Kelly. So we'll see if the doctors let me go.
Well, the beauty of being a veteran is that you've seen a lot already in your career. So a little bit of time away observing and adapting to whatever the new system brings to you and the routes you have to run and where you have to make your reads and so forth, it's not a big jump as it would be for a rookie receiver who's raw. So observing in this situation, I'd imagine, is as beneficial as running those routes, but yet you're saving some wear and tear as you get healthy.
Yeah, I think this is actually a blessing for me. I get to save my legs a little bit. I think I'm going to be fresher than most of the guys, not only on the team, but across the league. So I'm excited, man, to be able to put my feet up right now. But at the same time, I got to be smart, get mental reps, stay in the playbook, and really try to put myself in positions as if I'm out there, because there's nothing better than a rep, So right now all I can do is mental reps, and, I think I'll be fine. I've been in a few different offenses now, some complicated ones too. So I think once I get out there, I'll be right where I need to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, hit *3 on your phone to get lined up and in the queue for the questions for Brandon Marshall here tonight. We'll be with you until 8 o'clock tonight, and we will talk in depth about what's going on with the new coaching staff and the system that Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall, Matt Forte, Martellus Bennett, and many others in this system will be able to flourish in. There's a lot of weapons on this football team. Let's address, though, the news today and Brian Urlacher announcing his retirement after 13 years. You and I had a brief discussion about it. I had a conversation of some length with Brian today. It's sad for me as a play-by-play announcer, and it doesn't matter what team it is, but specifically the Bears. When the great ones go away, you miss them. No question.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think my feelings is towards Brian no longer being with us, a little different than most. I mean, you guys enjoyed Brian for 13 years now. But for me, the reason why it's tough for me is because I only got a chance to be around him for 1 year. When you have a guy like that, a legend, just a great person on and off the field, you just want to be a sponge and soak up everything that, he's given. So it's unfortunate, that I was only able to play 1 year with them, but I'm really grateful, and it was a true honor to be able to suit up with them. I mean, this guy, man, treated everyone the same. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if you were the last guy on the roster, if you were Julius Peppers, So to be able to see how he conducted himself as a pro, as a linebacker, as a father, you know, as a teammate, you know, it was truly once in a lifetime experience.
Think about it. I talked to guys today, like Roosevelt Colvin. I don't know if you are friends with Rosie in any way, shape, or form, but he worked with him the first 3 years of his career. Charles Tillman today, talking on him as well. Ex-coaches, they all said the same thing you just did, and you only had him for what amounts to a year. So he had everybody.
Not even a year.
Right, not even a year, but he basically had everybody's back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Leaders come in various ways. I consider you a leader, obviously, not just because of your performance on the field, but how you carry yourself. And those type of, and you don't have to have a guy that pounds his fist and screams and yells at you when something goes south on you. He exemplified that.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, when times were good, you know, of course, it's easy to lead, you know, but the true character is tested, you know, in times of adversity. And I remember when I was just, you know, going through a rough part of the season, you know, or maybe a quarter or two. And I remember just Brian just coming up to me and just giving me that strength that I needed to just push through, you know, the little drought I was in, you know, drop a ball, you know, go three and out. You know, Brian was there not to, you know, look at us like we were, you know, like we were terrible or anything and made us feel worse. He was a guy that was just, like, always there and always uplifting and encouraging, man. So I appreciate him for that because I probably would have stayed in that drought a little longer.
You know what's funny? You're funny. You're not Martellus Bennett funny, but you're funny. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not really started this program yet. We will at 7:15, so we do appreciate your participation, and thank you for being a part of this. So the full program begins at 7:15. But did you catch what he said? Drought. The man caught 118 passes, the most in his career, most yardage, most touchdown passes in it. How do you define a drought? I want to know what that is, because that was special.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can honestly say this was the first time ever in my career, whether it was Little League or my 7 years in the NFL, where I looked to the sideline, and I, you know, before each play or in between series, and just looking at those guys, man, my teammates, and, you know, not wanting to let them down. So if it was just one drop pass a game, or if it was a missed block, you know, I felt crushed because, man, the way they embraced me, especially like guys like Brian, I mean, you take on the character of your leader. So the whole locker room is built with a bunch of Brians because of his leadership. So when you make a mistake, even though, you know, we're not perfect, you know, it kind of hits you hard when you're surrounded by guys like that.
So now, with Brian gone,
you
said a locker room full of Brians.
Yeah.
So can people elevate and fill those roles?
Yeah, I mean, there's only one Brian, you know, and I, you know, when it comes to, you know, what he brings to the table. But, you know, Brian, he left his mark, you know, not in the record books, not only in the record books, but, you know, also in that locker room, you know, the way he taught guys, the way he was able to communicate and meet guys at their level, you know, no matter where you were at in life or in your career, he was able to meet you at your level. So a lot of guys took a lot away from that, me included. So 54 would never be replaced, but, you know, I think his legacy is going to be living on through, you know, his teaching.
I remember when you...
Kind of like the Dalai Lama, right?
The Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama.
But, you know, I remember vividly, now that you jog my memory, that, you know, when you first got here, you know, it was some of the defensive guys that really were there to welcome you, too, and that meant a lot to you. So I could see what you're saying. You know, you wanted to be, in essence, accountable to everybody.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, this locker room is so special, and it's because of the players. You know, guys like Lance and... Peanut and, I mean,
Pep.
I mean, these guys, man, are just awesome guys. Awesome, awesome guys. And this is a unique locker room. I really don't think that there's many locker rooms out there like this or organizations. So when you have that, man, you really want to live up to expectations. You want to do your role and fulfill your role and, you know, just make sure you're where you're supposed to be.
In about 3 minutes, we'll begin the actual program here. And again, thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday night. Star 3 on your phone for questions. and then we'll begin the actual event. And we have some polling questions we want to fire your way tonight as well. We'll just have a nice casual conversation. Feel free to ask Brandon anything you'd like to ask him regarding the football team. And, again, we really very much appreciate you being here tonight. You mentioned we talked about the defensive guys, but we had the Bears Care Gala on Saturday night at Soldier Field. Well-attended event, raised a lot of money, nearly, I believe, or over $500,000 for cancer research, which is an annual event for the Bears. And what struck me was Martellus Bennett. At one point, we got him up there on stage, and he embraces the bright light. It's not something he runs away from, but he's got the personality to do it. He could do stand-up. I really think he could. He was very, very good, witty. But he involved you guys as well to come up there. It was during an auction, a live auction. So up comes Brandon Marshall first, you know, and then comes Jermon Bushrod, your new left tackle, and then here comes Jay Cutler. So I'm looking at it from my point of view. All big guys, too. You know, there's no 5'9 receiver here in Brandon Marshall, and there's no 280-pound left tackle. These are big. Jay is a big man. Martellus is a big man. You're a big man. And I just saw four pillars of the offense.
Wow.
You know, in my opinion, four pillar, if all goes well, four big pieces of a future that you guys hope will end in a Super Bowl victory.
You know, I'm getting goosebumps about you just saying that, and that's actually what I felt when it was up there. It just felt so surreal, you know, when I was like, wow, we have this freaking bookend left tackle. You know, we have a tight end that can you know, run down the middle. You know, I'm going to be pulling coverage. You know, they're going to double-team me, triple-team me. So to have a guy like Martellus, you know, with just half his – if he just had half of his own ability, he would still be a monster. You know, so I really got goosebumps when I was up there at the gala just looking at these guys that I was surrounded by, and I really believe that we have a chance to do something special. And then you include Matt Forte.
Bingo. Yeah.
Then you include the youngster, Alshon. Man – I think we have a special unit. We just got to continue to build on that chemistry that's starting to come right now.
Kyle Long comes aboard, too, to compete as well, and it's another large man who's got clearly has the potential to be one of those guys that people gravitate to in the locker room as well as a leader. So a lot of good things. A lot of change, certainly a lot of change, and a lot of guys that you know, are trying to learn for the first time. Now, you obviously, this is your fourth different coach, right? Fourth different head coach, or am I right on that, or is there more than that?
Four.
So that's four adjustment periods, you know, for Brandon Marshall, and we'll get into that a little bit and how that's coming along as well. So it is 7:15, so we shall begin the actual phone calls. We fully encourage all of our season ticket holders out there to contribute to this special event tonight. Your opportunity to ask questions directly to Brandon Marshall, and we'll break down everything that has transpired so far this offseason, as well as looking forward to training camp, which is just around the corner, and the upcoming season, which includes just some terrific matchups, some, how do I put this, just the tradition of a Bears-Cowboys game, a Bears-Giants game, a Bears-Steelers game, and then the division with the Pack in Minnesota and Detroit. The schedule is just dripping with the history of the game, and we'll touch on
richness.
A lot of written, you know, they're the signature organizations, you know, the family-run organizations out there. So we'll look at that as well, and we're going to do our best tonight to give as many of you as possible a chance to ask Brandon a question. It's as simple as hitting *3 on your telephone keypad. We have representatives from our ticket services team ready right now to put you in line to ask a question to Brandon directly. Again, at any point throughout the call this evening, just hit *3 on your telephone keypad, and this will put you in line to ask a live question at some point during the call. Our representatives will then send you right back into the call so you don't miss the action. Be listening for me to call your name and city, and at that point, you'll be live on the phone with Brandon Marshall and myself, and it's really that simple. We won't waste any time, so let's get this show rolling. Again, *3 for questions. Mike from Glen Ellen, my old stomping grounds. Well, you know, I'm right next door in Wheaton now, but I used to live in Glen Ellen, if that matters. Mike, what do you got in mind for Brandon Marshall? Mike, are you there? Well, we don't have him just yet, so maybe Mike can give us a call back before we can get rolling with this thing here on the season ticket holder hotline. Mike, you still there? No? Well, we'll get him in there. Anyway, so I touched on the schedule. People want to know about how we're going to attack that schedule. So
yeah.
Give us a little snapshot, if you will, of what it's like with Mark Pressman.
Yeah.
As the head.
He's like a mad scientist. But a happy...
I'm judging the laughter
happy,
is a good thing?
It's an awesome thing. It's a he's a happy mad scientist. You know, he brings a lot of energy every single day, and I think, you know, people see that so already with the clips of our practices. But everything makes sense, and the offense is stimulating. I've never, like you said, I've been in a few different offenses, and this is the most stimulating offense I've ever been in. And honestly, if we get it and we gel together, we're going to do some damage.
What's the gist of it? Like, if you were to make it simple, what will it be like?
Maybe a little option. I don't want to give it away, but no, honestly, it's the players. You know, Coach, so much good with this change. You know, obviously, you know, with Lovey leaving, that's not, he was a great guy, and that kind of sucks a little bit. But, you know, change is not unique in the NFL.
No.
And with that being said, you know, I have to say on the offensive side of the ball, these are the best coaches I've been around. You know, so I think that's the best part about this whole deal is the players, is the people, you know, and they do a great job of figuring out matchups and figuring out what you're best at and putting you in that position, whether it's me or Earl Bennett. You know, so I'm excited to see a lot of guys, you know, really play up to their potential this year.
All right, let's try the phones again. We'll go to, are we good?
Yep.
Okay, Hinsdale is our stop for Bruce. Bruce, are you with us?
Yes, sure.
Thanks for joining us. What's your question for Brandon?
Yeah, thanks for having question to Brandon. When Trussman first came on as the Bears coach, he remarked about handling the keys. Similar, you have the keys to an automobile, but the keys of the offense to the quarterback. For what Brandon's seen of the offense, how do you mean by that remark, handing the keys to the offense to the quarterback? And what way did he mean by that?
You know, honestly, that would be a better question for Coach. But, you know, what it seems like from just looking at it, it's giving Jay ownership of this whole thing. It's not just Trestman's offense or Cromer's offense. It's really, you know, Jay. It's my offense. It's Marty's offense. But the thing that I like is he's really implementing a lot of things that Jay likes to do. A lot of things Jay's been successful at. So outside looking in of that comment, it seems like he's just giving Jay ownership and really implementing, you know, the things that Jay really likes to do.
And we all know some of those things are rollouts and the desire, it would appear, to get rid of the ball quickly.
Yeah.
West Coast principles, correct?
Option.
It keeps going. Yeah, option. Hey, I want to remind everybody, *3 on your keypad to submit a question for the man, Brandon Marshall. Your chance to ask Brandon a question directly through this live call. Hit *3 at any time, and our ticket services team will take your question and put you in queue. Then I'll send you right back to the call. Fortunately, we can't get to everybody tonight, but we'll do our best to take as many questions as possible. So try to be succinct so we can get to as many questions as possible. And we go to Bolingbrook and Karen.
Hi.
Karen, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. I'm here with my granddaughter, Jess.
All right. Well, what do you got for us?
Jessica wants to know, Brandon, do you have any kids, and what do you like to do in your family life?
Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Good, I'm good.
That's awesome. We don't have any kids yet, but we're praying on it now. Maybe we may start soon. But what I like to do in my spare time is read. You know, I'm a bookworm, and you know, so right now my face is always in a book, trying to learn something new or, you know, explore something. So, and besides that, with my wife, we love to travel, so we're finalizing a trip now to head to London and Paris. So those are things that we love to do together.
All right, very good. Sounds good. Give me the last great book you read, in your opinion.
Ooh, Last great.
And it's not Mark Trestman's playbook.
Yeah,
That's work.
Zealot. By Dave Gibbons.
I'll have to check it out.
Very, 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 very great book.
Nice. And you like to do that before you put your head on a pillow, or do you just do it throughout the day? When the heck do you have
Whenever
time?
I get time.
Whenever you get
Whenever
time.
Whenever I get time.
All right, Brandon, let's talk more about the football team. You mentioned also Aaron Cromer. He'll have a huge role in it as well for the running game. But it's Mark Trestman calling the plays and Jay executing those plays. But the combination, do you like the combination of having a guy that's also in charge of the offensive line being a big part of the running game?
I really do. I really do. I mean, when I was talking earlier about the coaches, the best coaches I've ever been around, I was really thinking about Cromer. I mean, he's just an amazing coach. So to look at, you know, the guys that we have up front, you know, we really need that group to gel. So having Coach Cromer, our offensive coordinator, someone who really knows this offense inside and out, really leading those guys, I really think is going to be a weapon for us. So I really enjoy Coach leading, you know, our O-line.
All right, here's another question from David, a little guy from Chicago. How you doing, David? You got a question for Brandon?
Yep.
What do you got, little man?
My question is, if you didn't play football, what would you do?
Wow, that's a really good question. If I wasn't playing football, I'd probably be working in a mental health community. You know, I'm really passionate about working with families. So I would really be in the area of just treatment and clinician work. I don't know if you understand that. I'm trying to put it in words where you may understand it, but I really love working with people. So give you an example. If there was someone in your school that really wanted to talk about anything and everything, I would be the guy that they can go to. So that's what I would do if I wasn't playing for the Chicago Bears.
You are very passionate about it.
Very passionate about that.
No question about it. All right, thank you, David. Appreciate your question. We have three polling questions tonight, and we're going to have these throughout the course of the hour, and we're with you until 8 o'clock tonight with Brandon. Again, *3 on your keypad to submit a question. Our first polling question, hopefully you've been enjoying the quarterly issues of STH Connect, the official digital newsletter for season ticket holders. What content would you like to see in upcoming issues of STH Connect? For more content involving the team's events and initiatives, press 1. To see more behind-the-scenes football content, press 2. If you would like to see unique player interviews, press 3. And if seeing more season ticket holder submissions, such as photos and profiles, press 4. And we take these results and discuss them, and the ticket office and the organization tries to do the best they can to help out the season ticket holder and what they're looking for from the Chicago Bears beyond the playing field. But as you know, the organization is large and growing, and this NFL has become something a lot more than just the games people play, huh?
Yeah, big business.
Isn't it something? What do you think of all that?
You know what? I'm just now starting to figure it out and get it. You know, when I first made my way into the NFL, you know, 7 years ago, I was young and really didn't understand the business side of things. Now it seems like the business side of things is more, it's bigger than the actual play on the field. So when you understand that, it's easier to navigate around. You know, sometimes, you know, I think we may get in the way with the business side of things, but all in all, if we can make the game better, if we can make the game safer, more visible, I'm all for it.
And beyond that, you know, I think someone has not had the opportunity to come to an NFL facility and see the day-to-day, they're thinking, you know, okay, a couple of hours practice, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It is a job. you have to be there on time and ready to work.
Yeah.
And it's changing depending on who your head coach is and what the plan is. So a lot of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the requirements that or the requests of your time, no different than tonight. Media interviews.
Yeah.
Organization now has their own media department, which continues to grow with a television show and radio shows and online stuff.
Yeah.
It can be a lot to juggle, can it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like you said, it's a job. It's a very unique job. But things like tonight is what makes it fun, you know, this side of things. You know, at the end of the day, as players, you know, we have to look back and understand why we're in the positions we are, you know, even when it comes down to our pay. You know, so given an opportunity like tonight to really sit down and talk to the people who make it possible, I think that's a no-brainer. You know, not because, you know, oh, that, you know, someone twisting your arm, but to really be grateful and appreciative of, you know, the opportunity, you know, you guys give us. So I just want to thank you guys for this opportunity tonight, man. You guys are a real blessing, and, you know, guys work hard and spend your hard-earned dollars to, you know, be a beer season ticket holder, and I really appreciate that, and I know the guys in the locker room feel the same.
All right, let's take some more phone calls. Here in Chicago, Nick. Welcome to the event tonight. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Brandon, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Here's my question for you. You have 612 career NFL receptions, a fantastic number, and I'm wondering if any one of those receptions stands out in your mind as being particularly graceful or athletic or incredible or otherwise memorable.
Yeah, you know what? I see you've done your due diligence, so that's pretty cool. But there's a few that sticks out to me. One, my rookie year against the Seattle Seahawks. I think that play really defines who I am as a player and really put my career on the right path. But honestly, I'm really waiting for that one catch in a Bears uniform to really solidify me as a Chicago Bear. So hopefully we get it this year, and preferably in the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know that's where you're going.
Yeah.
If it happens in a Super Bowl, those Antonio Holmes catch you in the corner of an end zone on a postage stamp from your quarterback.
You're going to have to rip the jersey, the Chicago Bears jersey off my back.
You said it when you got here, the aura of a historic franchise.
Yeah.
And, again, no disrespect to Denver, which is a well-supported, highly successful organization. Miami Dolphins speak for themselves. The Shula years were amazing. But this is the charter franchise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know it's not just cliche conversation amongst players. All of you guys that love the game love walking in that building because of what it stands for and what's come before you.
I mean, the vibe that I give you today. Today, I didn't have it. You know, I didn't want to run. I didn't want to lift a weight today. But when I walked in the building and you see, you know, all the pictures and all, you see the legacy all over the place, and you have this, it has this feel in the building. It just gives me inspiration every single day. It motivates me. It fuels me. So walking into the Peyton Center, are you kidding me? I mean, I just go in. It's like a museum. I go in there and I just look around, and you know, they practice probably already started, and they have to call my name. But I just take it all in, man. It's a beautiful experience, and I'm really going to just take advantage of it.
And you know, I'm not rushing you away, but when it's all said and done, you know, if all goes well, your face is up there
that
too,
the
and
goal.
Some kid who's coming in
yep.
will also. I know players don't look at themselves that way until it's nearing the end. And maybe even 20 years after that, but
I do.
See, there you go.
I do.
Yeah,
I do because I appreciate, you know, this opportunity, you know. So, I'm not just going to do it. I'm going to do it just to do it. I'm going to do it with all my heart. And at the end of the day, hopefully, I put a product out there on the field. We put a product out there on the field that people really can enjoy forever.
Well, what a heck of a start, though, by you. It's not about one player, but just a tremendous first go-around with the Chicago Bears. All right, here's our first caller of the night that we didn't get to, Mike in Glen Ellen. Mike, your question for Brandon Marshall.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Been a season ticket holder for 44 years, so hanging in on the line is nothing new to me.
We thank you for that, though. 44 years, that's some serious support.
Yes, it is, and I'm glad Brandon's here in Chicago. It's very exciting to see what he brings to the team. But my question is, he's been around the block, seen a lot of different offenses. Now, I know he hasn't been out on the field with the offense, but he's seen the playbook. What's the difference with Mark Trestman playbook.
Yeah, well, first, Mike, we need to get you a new phone because we almost didn't get to you. So make sure.
It's a lot of rain out here, buddy. A lot of rain.
Well, I'm glad we got you, but I have an opportunity every single day to really look at it, you know, outside of the huddle, and you know, the thing that I really appreciate is the coaching on the offense side of the ball. I've never been around better coaches, and I say that, you know, being under Mike Shanahan, even Coach McDaniels is a great offensive mind, one of the best offensive minds out there. So I really see how effective this offense can be because of our coaching. But also when we talk about the scheme, it's going to be hard for teams to match up with us when you look at what we have, Alshon Jeffrey, myself, Martellus, and Matt Forte, and Jay Lee and us. It's going to be hard because this offense is really based on who has the best matchup and putting those guys in position to take advantage of it. So it's not all about Brandon Marshall. It's not all about getting Matt Forte 30 carries. It's about what we need to do that week to get it done, and I really appreciate that because, you know, when you have 11 guys doing it and involved, it makes it that much more effective.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for calling back. We apologize for the technical problem to start us off. You know, that said, Earl Bennett there, Michael Bush, Alshon, who you've taken under your wing, a perfect way for that kid to come into the NFL is with you.
Yeah.
And you guys apparently have hit it off. You worked with him in the off season, but watching him in the first mini camp, I mean, looks fantastic. he looks lean and ready to roll.
Yeah,
Tell us about Alshon.
The guy came down there 200.
All right, hold your answer. Okay. Tim from St. John, Indiana. Tim, this is the same type of thing you want to hear about, right?
That's right, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. Brandon, as a Bears fan, you know, there is no really off season for Bears fans. We follow the team year round. And so, like, my question is, we've heard that you've worked with Alshon in the off season. What sort of, if you were to set a goal for him, what would it be this year?
For Alshon, man.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you want to hear, and I'll give you that. But first, it's really for Alshon to really take advantage of me. You know, I've been through a lot, bad. A person in that place when I came in the NFL. So I really would love for Alshon to continue to be a sponge. That's my goal for him because with that, you know, he can do a lot. But what you want to hear, you know, I want Alshon Jeffrey, honestly, to make the Pro Bowl because he has that ability. You know, now will that happen? I don't know. But he has the ability, so why sell himself short? You know, I don't know, you know, but this kid is, he attacks the ball, he swallows the ball, you know, he's like a basketball player playing football. He has a great feel for holes and getting open. So I'm expecting him to have a huge year this year.
Thank you very much for your phone call. Reminder, everybody, you can hit *3 at any time, and our ticket services team will take your question and put you in queue. Join Brandon Marshall already into our second half hour. Fast and moving. See? See, that's the best. When it's not dragging, you know it's pretty good,
it's
right?
It's pretty good.
We have our second polling question of the evening here. The Bears are excited to launch the official Chicago Bears Kids Club in the coming weeks with special season ticket holder offers around membership opportunities. There will be many benefits for Kids Club members, and we're interested in what would be most attractive to young Bears fans in your life. So select one of the following options, if you would. Press *1 for personalized premium items, including membership card, birthday postcard, and merchandise. Press *2 for exclusive contests and chances to win cool Bears prizes and experiences. Press *3 for events exclusive to Kids Club members. And press *4 for periodic newsletters about the Bears, favorite players, and special discounts. So that's the second of our three polling questions tonight. And if you would, it would help define your interests as Bears season ticket holders moving forward. Again, *3 if you have a question for Brandon. And Terry in Barrington, a long time.
Hi, Brandon. Hi, How you doing?
Hi, Terry. So we had a 44-year season ticket holder, and you've hit 50.
Wow.
50 years.
We need to throw you a party, Terry.
50 years. I got to go the first year to the championship game.
Wow.
Nice. Well, that's certainly a great start, huh?
Yes, it was. Brandon,
remember about that game, eh? Give me a nugget.
Well, I'll tell you real quickly. I had a ticket that was in the end zone. I ended up sitting on the 45-yard line because it was so cold. A lot of the wives didn't go with their husbands. So I got to trade my ticket and sit on the 45-yard line. And that was the biggest thing I remembered. But it was a great game, a low-scoring game. And I remember the interception for, I think it was Larry Fortunato. Let's see, Bill George Fortunato. The linebackers scored the winning touchdown. So it stands out in my mind.
That's right. And, you know, the beauty of the NFL, to me, unlike other sports, Brandon, and they're all great, but there's nothing like the NFL and the historic impact, the charting of the history of the fans who, like you, 50 years. I mean, you're as important as the people calling the games on the radio and the players playing them. So that's a great memory to pass on generationally. What's your question for Brandon?
By the way, it was probably Larry Morris that intercepted that pass. Anyway, my question was, Brandon, the Bears, they've got a new coach, offensive-minded. I'm pretty sure you're on offense, so you'd say the offense is going to be the biggest phase of the game that's going to show improvement. But specifically, what phase? Tight ends, wide receivers, running backs? What do you think is going to be the biggest improvement? And is there any one player who you think stands out, a new addition, rookie or acquired, that you think will turn our heads pretty quickly in the new season?
Yeah, well, honestly, I really believe, just like I said earlier, Coach Kromer is the best coach I've been around, you know, just all around. You know, the way
mm-hmm.
he teaches, the way he's able to, you know, coach is just amazing. So, I really believe our offensive line is going to benefit the most with this whole change.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick one guy to stand out, oh, man, Martellus is going to have an all-pro year. He's a beast. He's better than I thought, and I've known him for a while now. But seeing him up close and personal, you guys, man, get your popcorn ready because not only – well, you enjoy him on Sundays, but you enjoy him every time you see him do an interview or follow him on social media.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, popcorn ready. Not only to catch passes down the seam, but I believe he's one of the premier blocking tight ends in the NFL. And that is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge for matchups.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to be asked of him. Defense has to be on guard. And you're a heck of a blocker as well at the receiver position. Is the same requirements for that position going to be in this offense because there was a big emphasis?
Yeah, I mean, you want to be an all-around player. You know, Coach Trustman just put up a play of Jerry Rice the other day blocking for Tim Brown on a bubble screen. And Coach was like, this is a 41-year-old wide receiver, so why can't you guys do it? No excuse. So, when you play with the wide receiver position, you want to be an all-around player. And that includes the blocking game. And that's the same with, Marty. He is a top five blocker in this league.
Star 3 for questions for Brandon Marshall. A reminder that Saturday, August 3rd, is now our Family Fest Soldier Field practice, the annual affair. After the when the Bears are at training camp, they come on over to Soldier Field. They have their families over there. And we invite all our Bears fans. Tickets starting at $8 on sale Wednesday, June 12th. At 11 a.m., be sure to check that out. I know of one family that comes every single year at the request of their little boy, who's getting older now, but, you know, he's still probably not even 10 years old. That's his birthday wish, is to drive from Florida to Soldier Field every single year.
Really?
And I've never seen a happier kid in my life, so for a practice.
Wow.
So imagine what it's like on a game day. Villa Park, the stop, our next stop for Tamara. Tamara,
hey,
how are you
this
evening?
Doing?
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, good. Hey, I wanted to welcome you to Chicago. It was actually a treat to see you last year play. Oh, my God.
Hey, was he not something else or what?
Oh, my God. He was awesome. So I know that this season is going to be even better. But you know what, Brandon? The question is, I noticed the chemistry that you and Jay Cutler have on the field. What's that relationship like off the field?
Well, right now it's an awkward relationship. You know, hopefully our relationship make it through this season that we're in right now. But if I had to describe it, it's like a married couple. It really is. But right now, you know, with Jay, you know, getting married and having kids, and you know, it's just, you know, it's not enough time for me right now, so I'm a little jealous right now of Kristen. Hopefully we make it through this phase, but Jay, man, I really love him, and I'm really, you know, grateful for everything he's done for me on and off the field, and he's a great teammate, and I can't ask for a better person to you know, call my friend, my brother.
Thank you, Tamara, and it's a great point to make, even though you're a tongue-in-cheek response right now, or maybe you're not, I don't know, maybe you really need to sit with him. But Martellus was telling me the other night, you know, he watched what Tony Romo and Jason Witten became,
yeah.
You know, on and off the field. He feels it's imperative that you all have those same relationships,
yeah,
and building that, because it matters.
Yeah.
From a player's perspective, someone who did not play the game, tell me why it matters.
It matters because when you can take, when you can get away from the locker room conversation, whether you go play golf, you go out to dinner, or if it's even just sitting down in someone's living room watching Monday Night Football when we're not on it, it creates a different conversation. You see that person in a different light. You see them as a man. You see them as a husband, a father. You don't see them as a football player anymore. And when you really get a chance to see that person for who they really are outside of football, man, you want to go to war for that guy. You know, so it creates this bond that is almost unbreakable, you know, when you're with a tight-knit group. So I think it's really important for people in team atmospheres to really get together outside of that, you know, typical setting. So, yeah, I think that's what makes us really good, is because, you know, we get together. And I see Marty and Jay doing it now, and it's going to be a win for our team.
Hey, in football, just like every inch matters,
yeah,
everything matters.
Everything matters.
It really does.
Yep.
Charles in Dallas, Texas. Good evening and welcome. I'm Brandon.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
My name is Charles, and I'm from Dallas. And my question was, like, during your off season, what do you like to do to keep yourself in shape for your workout? Like, do you like to run or like lift weights or whatever?
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Great.
Good. Well, man, I'm like a workaholic, Charles. Man, I take a few weeks off, and usually I start that Monday after the Super Bowl. So I get in there, and that first month, you know, I do some light lifts, some light runs. In March, you know, it's full speed ahead. So what I usually do, I'll run first in the morning, and then I'll hit the weights. One day I'll do upper body, which is a Monday. You know, Tuesday I'll do like a kettlebell lift, which is this unique new little tool that they have. I don't know if you know of it. Wednesdays I hit the pool. Thursday I do a lower body lift with a unique running. And Friday I just lift in the weight room. And that's my routine, you know. And with that, I also, you know, nutrition is a big part of it. And so I eat really good, you know, eat clean, which means I eat healthy, and, you know, just try to take care of myself.
Great advice for everybody. I don't remember the last time I ate clean.
Yeah.
So I know what clean means,
yeah,
too. It means no hamburgers and french fries and other things like that. With your new strength coach, Mike Clark, mm-hmm, there is a different philosophy.
Yeah.
Is everybody like this new approach of,
mm-hmm,
getting stronger?
Yeah, they love it. Hey, look, I looked at Pep today, and I walked up to him. I said, bro, man, your arms is about to burst.
Corey Wooten,
man, he looks
10
great.
10 pounds, you know, stronger at,
yeah,
280.
Yeah.
You know, there's guys looking,
yeah,
looking big. Now, do you have a range where you, like, enough's enough. I can't get too big as much as it feels good to walk around like that.
There's so many different ways to skin a cat, and I do have a philosophy on, you know, what I think I need. Everyone's different. But I really believe in what we're doing in the weight room. Coach is great. I really, like what he's doing, and everyone's buying in.
All right. Third and last polling question of the evening now. We have a question regarding the Chicago Bears on the field. Which upcoming Bears events are you most interested in attending this summer?
Super Bowl. Oh, that's not this summer.
Yeah, not quite the summer, but it's where the road begins. If you're interested in both Family Fest, which is the Soldier Field practice on August 3rd, and Training Camp, press 1. If you're coming to Family Fest on August 3rd at Soldier Field, press 3. If you are planning to head to Training Camp down in Bermuday starting on July 25th, press 2. And if you're not going to either event, and we have no idea why you wouldn't, press number 4. Again, we're taking polls of you for your interest level on various topics. And right back to the phones we go. We'll try and get in as many as we can here in the final 11 minutes of the evening. Charlie in Glenview. Charlie, good evening.
Good evening. My question is, how do you feel about the draft picks for this year?
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm really excited about the draft picks. You know, from the first round to the last round, I think we did well, especially with Long, our guard that we picked up in the first round. This guy, man, you know, he has potential to be really good, and he has some work to do, but his attitude and his approach to the game is amazing. So I think we did well, Charlie. So if I was you, I would sit back and enjoy this season. Take a lot of notes, because it seems like you're a little football player too.
Yes, he is, and enjoy the show. And you better watch quick, because the way you guys practice, it's totally different than anything I've seen in a while. It is rapid fire, helter-skelter, and I understand what the goal is, trying to mimic as much as possible the speed of game day.
Yeah.
I can't wait for training camp. It's going to be a lot of fun to see. I'm assuming that it'll be the way you practice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, but I can wait for training camp. The only good thing about training camp is seeing the fans out there.
not fun putting through the paces, huh?
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be so hot. But it seems to me a heck of a lot of running.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, man. I mean, you know, sometimes the best teams are the teams that are in shape, man, because you got to be able to, you know, play at a high level in a fast pace in the fourth quarter. So we're built in that now, and I really think that it's going to transfer over to game day.
Have you had to adjust your thinking on how you will be conditioned for it?
No, okay. No, not really. You know, like I said, man, every year you have to adapt to new things, new schemes, and this is just one of them. So, yeah, I think we'll benefit from it.
It sounds like other teams will take that approach as well. Do you feel the winds of change in the NFL to more fast-paced, up-tempo, the way the Patriots did it, try and get as many plays offensively run as possible and score as much as possible?
You know what? The NFL is a copycat league. So, yeah, whenever one thing's effective, you know, you really see the guys and the teams across the league doing the same thing or trying to do the same thing.
See, scheme is one thing.
Yeah.
Ideas are another, but you got to have the players.
Got to have the players.
And I think the Bears do. All right, Northfield, Tyler has a question for Brandon about your new receivers coach, Mike Groh.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I hope you have a great season.
Hey, thank you.
How do you like your new receiver coach is my question.
You know what? He's good. He's a good coach. You know, he was at Alabama the past few years, so he has a few national championship titles under his belt. But I really love his energy and his passion for the game, and I think he's going to make all of us better in that room. So I'm excited to see, you know, how, you know, all of us grow under his leadership.
That's great.
Thank you very much, Tyler. Tyler, are you playing? All right, cut him off. Okay. Son of a coach.
Yes.
So Al Groh, everybody knows Al Groh, so he's got some good lineage.
Yeah.
Mike was a quarterback, right?
He was a quarterback.
Has he spun a few tails yet?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the big dog in Oak Forest. Big dog, what are you barking tonight?
Hi, Brandon. Hi, Jeff. How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome.
Couldn't be better.
Good. I'd just like to start off by saying thank you to Brandon. It was great having an all-star number one receiver on our team this year.
I appreciate that, man, and I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have a two-part question. Brandon, after your first season in the NFC North, how do the DBs in our division compare to the rest of the league as far as being physical?
Not physical at all. And besides our corners, you know, with Peanut and Tim. But, man, I wish they played me one-on-one, you know, so I can take advantage of them. But, you know, they double cover me, triple cover me, do all kinds of different schemes. So I really can't tell. I wish I could tell you, big dog.
Okay, the second part of my question is, out of our division, who do you consider to be the toughest DB? Of course, we know you have two or three people on you, but who is the toughest to play against?
Peanut. I see him every day in practice. You know, I can't say anybody from the Packers. We don't like those guys. Detroit, you know, they just drafted a few guys that I think can play. Minnesota, their scheme is really good. But as far as, you know, toughest DB, I got to be honest, you know, it's Peanut, you know, and I see him every single day.
Thank you very much, Big Dog. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Do you keep a close eye on the goings-on, personnel-wise, in the league? Some players want no part of it. They don't even watch football.
Yeah.
I get the sense you're different.
Yeah.
It sounds like Jay loves it.
Yeah.
Brian Urlacher, who those of you just joining us or have not heard the beginning of the conversation tonight, we touched on Brian's retirement, official retirement. Brian loved watching all sports. You could ask him a question. He knew exactly what was going on around the league. What are you like regarding that? Have you always been a football fan that keeps an eye on that stuff?
Yeah, I love football too much, honestly. Sometimes I got to scale back a little bit. But, especially what goes on around the league, I try to, you know, be a student of the game and, you know, especially in our division, you know. So what we saw this year, a lot of teams taking cornerbacks, you know, for some of the wide receivers we have in our division. So,
listen, they have to because Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall are in the division. That's four games.
You got Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the two big guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
That's a chore, right?
Yeah.
So they have to.
They have to, you know, but I wish they can just stick one guy on us, but they always put two or three, so
I interrupt you and just say, do you sense at all from what you're seeing from Mark Trestman and Aaron Cromer that there's ways to alleviate that for you?
Yes. And the biggest piece to it all is, you know, additions like Martellus Bennett. You know, he's a beast. Because, you know, I mean, I want that now. I want them to double cover me. Because with this new scheme, you'll have Martellus in a position to make plays, and he's going to take advantage of it. You're going to have Matt Forte. He loves the running scheme. And if they're going to, you know, put seven in the box, you know, Matt's going to have a huge year. So I welcome it if it leads to W's.
All right. Let's go back into Chicago. Marshall, you're on with Brandon.
Hello. This is Marshall from the city, great city of Chicago. Thanks for taking my call. I like that call earlier during the day. That young man was wondering what you would be doing if you weren't playing football. And now with the recent retirement of Brian, the announcement today, what are your thoughts after football?
You know what? Exactly that. You know, our foundation, you know, we're really trying to be, you know, trailblazers in the mental health community, you know. I think it hits both ends of the spectrum. It hits all of us. And it doesn't matter if you're black, you're white, you're young, you're old, male, female. You know, all of us are affected. If it's not us affected by it, maybe a loved one. Or if it's not a loved one, it may be one of our friends. You know, so I think we really need to start paying close attention to, you know, what's going on with our mental health. And you know, taking it from a taboo topic to an everyday conversation.
All right, thank you very much. With that said, is there anything you would like the fans out there to know about your foundation in terms of any major events coming up or anything? Do you guys have events?
Yeah, we do. But no major events right now, but I just ask that you guys continue to support, you know, the Chicago Bears and also not only my foundation, but, you know, all of our guys. You know, I've been in a lot of places, and some guys do things just for PR and, you know, to get the media to make them look good, put them in position to look good, but we really have guys that's really doing it for the right reasons and really trying to make an impact in our community. So if we all take ownership in that, I really think we can get a lot of things accomplished.
All right, our last question, and we really do appreciate everybody's contributions tonight. As always, we'd always like to get more folks in, but that hour moves quickly. Karen in Chicago, you have the honor of having the last question with Brandon Marshall tonight. Good evening, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Just a real quick question. Brandon, what was your most memorable catch of last season?
Wow.
Okay, now, there were 118 of them. 11 for touchdowns.
You know, what do you think? What do you think?
That's swift right there. That's a veteran move right there. He's going to put me on the spot. Hey, listen, anytime you got behind somebody and you make those big catches down the sidelines, I don't know how they stop you, but you had the Tennessee catch.
Yeah.
You had the catch that forced overtime. We didn't win the game.
That's what I was thinking.
That was fighting.
That was
competing to win. That got me out of my seat.
Yeah.
I don't sit. I stand when I call the games, but it got me. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm talking about, because if you have weapons and you have a guy like Jay with every tool in the shed, you can win any game. You can come back from any game, and that game was there to be won because you guys fought and stayed in it despite the way things were turning out. So those were two.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, that Seattle catch. You know, I had tears in my eyes after that catch. You know, I really thought we were in a position where we can win that game. Fortunately, we didn't. So that was a big one. But there was another cool one, the first game against the Colts, where I caught a ball on the sideline and I put my body in a weird, awkward position where I can avoid the catch but still make the play. And I've never done anything like that, so I just got up kind of looking at myself like, wow, you know. And I never really do. I never pat myself on the back, but I just, you know, looked at it like, man, that's kind of cool.
Hey. The best is yet to come with Brandon Marshall,
Just
scratching the surface. We're so glad you're here. You're a joy to watch.
Yes,
a pleasure
to
talk to you. You are eloquent in your answers, and you have a lot to say, and we really appreciate you. And appreciate the fans. Thank you, Brandon, and thank you all the fans tonight. Before we sign off, I'd like to remind you to please stay on the line for a few additional seconds, as you'll be given an opportunity to leave a message with your feedback and comments regarding tonight's event. And we thank you once again for your continued loyalty and unwavering support as Chicago Bears season ticket holders. Believe me, the organization, the franchise, does not at any point take it lightly that you are season ticket holders spending your good hard-earned money on what is, for most people, entertainment. But we know in Chicago it's not entertainment, it's passion.
It's a lifestyle.
So we value
baby.
Each and every one of you. Couldn't do it without you. And I personally look forward to seeing you this fall at Soldier Field. So, Brandon, final word from you, and we'll say goodnight.
Final word, peace, love, prosperity.
And as always, go Bears. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen and youngsters out there. Have a great night. We'll see you soon.